one of the things we do to get ready for Passover is get rid of the chametz or leaven or bread products in the house. Because during the entire week of Passover, we are to be leaven-free and to eat only unleavened bread or matzah. That's why Passover and Chag HaMatzot, or the festival of unleavened bread, they overlap, and so they're somewhat confusing when we're reading scripture. We sometimes don't know if it's Passover week or is it Passover day. Technically speaking, it's Passover day that commemorates the actual application of the blood on the doorpost of the house and the angel of death that passes over the houses of those that had faith in God's word. But that's conjoined with the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is a 7-day feast.
Commencing on the first day of Passover, so.
That's kind of the background, and so it gets a little murky when you're just sort of reading it casually in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, when exactly things are happening, but keep that in mind. And also to add one further wrinkle, in Jewish tradition, Passover really begins with Nisan 1 or Rosh Chodeshim, which is the start of the biblical year. There's all sorts of preparation for that. Then Passover itself runs up to Shavuot, really, which is the 50th day after Passover. So the whole thing is a long celebration, much longer than we typically think of a holiday. But we rid ourselves of all chametz before the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. Sixth hour of the day, meaning sixth hour of sunlight. And the custom or the minhag is to burn it. But typically what we do is vacuum it up and then dispose of it and clean our cupboards out and all that. There is a blessing that is recited when we get rid of the chametz. It's traditional and it just sort of sanctifies the experience and puts some closure on it for you. So after you're done cleaning, you recite this blessing. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al be'or chametz. So, al bi'or chametz. That means to be rid of the chametz. So, blessed are you, Hashem our God, King of the world, who makes us holy with his mitzvot and commanded us to get rid of the chametz. That's kind of the process. And then there is a further ceremony later where some of this is burned ceremonially. There's information about that on the website if you're interested. But the idea is we're supposed to be chametz free, a new lump, unleavened, sincere, without the rise of the flesh and the sour and rotting influences of our past sort of getting in the way of our deliverance. That's sort of symbolically what the unleavened bread means. So it's a very special thing, and it's something our family goes through every year. It's a lot of work to get the house cleaned up. And as I'm sitting here recording this, I'm thinking about all that we have to do still with about 10 days before Passover now to get the house ready. So anyway, Chag Pesach Sameach to you and to your family, and may this be a great season of new beginning for you, a closer walk with our God, and glory to Yeshua, the great Seha Elohim, the great Lamb of God, and may He be exalted forever in our lives. Amen.
For information, visit us at www.hebrewforchristians.com or Google Learn Hebrew Free.